This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, June 17, written by Kevin Adams. Suffering. From Colossians 1. I rejoice in what I am suffering for you, and I fill up in my flesh what is still lacking in regard to Christ's afflictions. During the time when St. Patrick was planting the faith in Ireland, Angus was king of Munster. When Patrick arrived in Munster to preach, Angus welcomed him into his royal residence. There Angus came to faith in Jesus and asked to be baptized. Before a large gathering of his people, the Celts, Patrick baptized the king. During the ceremony, Patrick, without knowing it, drove the iron point of his staff through Angus's foot. The sharp pole remained there until Angus's blood trickled onto the floor. All the while, the king remained silent, assuming suffering was part of the baptism. One of the marks of the true church, said Martin Luther, is suffering. The true church suffers. Baptism helps us see that is how it has always been and will always be. Is it any surprise that the early churches shaped their baptismal font to look like a tomb? The verb to baptize literally means to be drowned and saturated, or more freely, to be submerged in the waters of chaos. Christians have always seen a direct link between baptism's imagery and Jesus' call to self-denial. We follow the one who gives himself away. In suffering, we live out our baptism. It shows our union with the dying and rising of Jesus. We receive and remember our baptismal suffering as a means God uses to nurture and sustain our faith. Will you pray with me? Lord, we ask for a peaceful life, but when you call us to suffer, help us see it as part of our unity with you in baptism. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.